He's obviously not the best communicator, I'm not saying with the international media, even with our own people in the country. He is not the best communicator with opposition. In 4 years now, he has not met with the opposition. So that contributes to his poor popular image.
You've got the president in open conflict with the prime minister, Xanana Gusmão, and Alkatiri are arguing over who is actually in control of the armed forces. During the 4 days of chaos that we looked at in the last Dateline story, that was the crux of the issue, the rivalry between elements of the police and the army and who was behind who. It's still very unclear where that's ending and where that's heading, and still got a long way to play out yet to see who ends up with the upper hand.
With the Fretilin Party being the big player in the makeup, can we see this chair shifting and the violence that's been happening as an attempt to destabilize its inner workings, or is there an opposition movement building?
The name of the game is control of Fretilin. So if you have control of Fretilin, you have control of East Timor. The brand name, the image of the party is so strong, so evokes all these memories of the resistance, and it's such a strong brand name that, you know, if you attach yourself to that party, you've got no trouble manipulating the party structure to ensure that you have control over East Timor. And this is where what people accuse Alkatiri of. They say that he has manipulated the party to ensure that he can never be dumped from it. And no other party in East Timor has the network, has the national coverage across East Timor, as does Fretilin. So, you know, it's crucial. There was an attempt during the Fretilin Congress on the 17th to the 19th of May, just passed. There was an attempt to oust Alkatiri or to challenge him for the Secretary General of the party position. But that failed. They were outmaneuvered. The challengers were outmaneuvered by Alkatiri. And some people suspect, and of course this is all conjecture, but some people suspect that with that attempt to get rid of Alkatiri failing, only a few days after that, we saw all of the violence and all of the more dramatic calls for the end of his control of the party. So people suspect that perhaps the peaceful attempt to oust him failed. So what we're seeing now is the next step, which was a violent attempt. Now, this is, as I say, speculation and conjecture. It's the claim that the Prime Minister makes. He's said all along that this is a coup. This is a coup d'etat trying to get rid of him from the party and a coup d'etat to get him out of the Prime Ministership. There's no way that we can verify any of this at this stage. I think as the months go on, more details will emerge and we'll get a clearer picture. But at the moment, we're still dealing with daily accusations. I mean, each day we get the impression that he's more evil than the day before. Another death squad, another hit squad, another terrible thing that he's done. But there's been no evidence so far, and absolutely no independent investigation to verify all of these claims. So it's still a very fluid situation, and Alkatiri is hanging on, and in many ways he has every right to hang on.
What is necessary is that our government shows more humility and engage more in dialogue with everybody and anyone who come forward with complaints, with criticism.
If Gusmão can strike some sort of balance with Alkatiri, is there a possibility of them be able to work together?
Relations have hit rock bottom. I mean, the open conflict in the days of all the shootouts in Dili before the peacekeepers arrived, in that crazy period, there were conflicting orders given to the armed forces. There were reports that they were shouting at each other in crisis meetings. You know, this relationship could well be soured beyond repair.
He is rightly upset. He is rightly wounded that he was not consulted, and that was not the first time. The president was upset also that his opinion was not listened to when the minister of defense fired the almost 600 soldiers.